Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time, September 11th, 2026. Our passage today for reflection comes from the Gospel of St. Luke. He writes, Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? There's an old story told about a traveler walking through the countryside late one evening. The road was unfamiliar. Hidden behind the clouds, and before long he realized that he was lost. Eventually he saw another man approaching. Thank God, the traveler said. Perhaps you can show me the way. The stranger confidently told him, Follow me. I know exactly where we are going. So the traveler followed. They walked for some time until suddenly both men stumbled down an embankment and landed in a ditch. Only then did the traveler discover something he had not noticed in the darkness. The man he had been following was blind. Jesus asks us today, Can a blind person guide a blind person? Can both fall into a pit? It sounds almost humorous. Of course, a blind person cannot safely guide another blind person. Jesus is not really speaking about our eyes. He is speaking about the heart. And his question becomes deeply personal. Who is guided? Who is guiding my heart? Because every one of us is following something. We may believe that we are independent, that we make our own decisions, that nobody tells us how to live. But beneath the surface, there are always voices guiding us. The voice of culture, the voice of fear, the voice of resentment, the voice of ambition, the voice of wounded pride. The voice that says, you must prove yourself. Voice that says, you must be admired. The voice that says, never forgive what they did to you. The voice that whispers, if you had more money, more recognition, more success, more control, then you would finally be at peace. And Jesus quietly asks, Where is that voice leading you? That may be one of the most important questions of the spiritual life. Not simply, What am I listening to? But, Where is it taking me? Because some voices sound convincing while leading us toward a ditch. Fear promises safety, but can lead us into isolation. Anger promises strength, but can lead us into bitterness. Possessions promise security, but can leave us endlessly dissatisfied. Pride promises importance, but can leave us terribly lonely. Even religion can become a blind guide when it becomes more concerned with judging others than encountering God. Jesus continues his teaching by saying that we often notice the splinter in another person's eye while ignoring the wooden beam in our own. How easy that is. We can see another person's impatience while remaining blind to our own. We notice another person's pride while defending ours. We recognize another person's selfishness while quietly excusing our own. we can become experts in everybody else's spiritual condition. And Jesus says, again, this time look inward. That is where contemplative prayer becomes so important. Prayer is not merely talking to God. Sometimes prayer is allowing God to help us see. Sit quietly before the Lord and say, Jesus, show me what I cannot see. That is a dangerous prayer. Christ may reveal something we have spent years avoiding. A resentment we have carefully justified, a wound we have never allowed him to touch, a need for approval that secretly controls our decisions, a judgment we continue carrying against another person, a fear beneath our anger. But when Christ reveals these things, he does not reveal them to humiliate us. He heals them, he reveals them to heal us. There's an enormous difference between condemnation and illumination. Condemnation says, look how terrible you are. Christ says, look at what is keeping you from being free. And perhaps that is the beautiful invitation hidden inside today's gospel. Jesus does not merely warn us about blind guides. He offers himself as the one who can lead us. Again and again in the gospel, people come to Jesus blind, and Jesus opens their eyes. It's not only a physical miracle, it's a picture of the entire Christian life. We come to Christ unable to see ourselves clearly, unable to see other people clearly, sometimes unable even to see God clearly. And slowly, sometimes painfully, Christ restores our sight. We begin to see the difficult person not merely as an enemy, but as someone carrying wounds. To see our failures not simply as reasons for shame, but as places where grace can enter. We begin to see our blessings not as possessions we deserve, but as gifts entrusted to us. And eventually, we begin to see ourselves as God sees us. Unfinished, forgiven, and still being transformed. So perhaps our prayer today should be very simple, not, Lord, show everyone else where they are wrong, but, Lord, help me to see. Help me see the beam I have ignored. Help me see the wound beneath my anger. Help me see the fear beneath my need for control. Help me see the person I have judged through your eyes. And above all, Jesus, lead me. Because there are many voices willing to guide us, but only one shepherd knows the road home. And if we allow Christ to lead us, even when the road passes through places we would rather avoid, we will discover something wonderful. Journey of faith is not primarily about learning to see everything clearly. It is learning to trust the one who does. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, O light of the world, open the eyes of our hearts. Show us what we cannot see in ourselves. Fears, resentments, judgments, and attachments that quietly guide our lives. Give us the humility to recognize the beam in our own eye before searching for the splinter in another's. When we are confused, lead us. Afraid, steady us. Call us home. Teach us to recognize your voice among all the voices competing for our hearts. And when the road ahead is dark, give us enough faith to place our hand in yours and follow. For we may not always see the road, but you do. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at a passage from sacred scripture and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.